The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Endicott here, wrapping up a 2-0 win for the Mustangs. We're now joined by Mustangs head coach Tracy Johnson. Coach, you had one power play the whole night, but you made the most of it. You scored.
We did, and that's exactly what we need our power play to do. Sometimes, you know, regardless of whether you have one opportunity or whether you have seven, whatever it is, you need to get out on the ice and know that that's a time to capitalize and take control of the game and take the momentum, and we certainly did.
Now, this was a much different game than you guys had seen pretty much, I think, since Newman. Much more aggressive team from the goals, and I thought your girls really handled it very well.
Yeah, they stay composed, and we knew coming into it that this was going to be a challenging team, and it was going to be nothing like the teams we faced in the past couple weekends, and I think that they were ready for that and kept their energy level up.
Final frantic 7 minutes or so in that third period, and your senior goalkeeper, Sarah Modzelewski, hold the anchor down the back end. She gets her first shutout of the season.
Yeah, it's great to see. About time she gets one of those, and couldn't be a more fitting game for that. Like you said, you know, it comes down to the wire there. They pull their goalie, and she's got to come up big for us, and she does.
You get the big start, though, from Jessie Capinelli with the goal, but I thought it all started with the pass from Brooke Weber here. I mean, I had a great view of it right here in front of us. It was a fantastic outlet pass. And then you had Megan and Jess combined, and just a minute and 48 seconds in. What kind of a lift does that give you guys when you strike that quick?
Oh, it's an immediate energy booster, and exactly the kind of confidence that we needed going into that game and needing it that quickly. And, like you said, it was an all-around effort by Brooke, Megan, and then Jess with finishing it all the way through.
Now, again, you know, we talked a little bit last week after the game, well, the first game against Johnson and Wales. Face-offs didn't necessarily go your way. Didn't go your way tonight. Is that going to be the big emphasis tomorrow?
Yeah, we've really got to focus on that. I mean, I could just tell it changes the momentum of the game. It changes the feel of the game when, you know, you're constantly losing that chance to have immediate possession of the puck. And we're definitely going to just have to refocus in on that and get our centers to make it happen.
Well, I thought, you know, just kind of wrap it up here. I thought, you know, we talked earlier about, you know, the pace of the game and the physicality of it. I thought, especially down the stretch, but also throughout the game, your defensemen, Sarah Antonelli, Sydney Hughes, Rachel Martel, they all stayed very patient when the clear attempts just weren't happening.
Yeah, and that's important too, because it's easy when, like you said, when they're not working, that you can get a little panicked and running around in your zone, and they did a good job staying composed with that.
All right, Coach, congrats on the win and moving to 7-0 and 5-0 in conference, and go get them tomorrow.
Thanks so much.